Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Welcome, fresh produce aficionados. You are tuned into the Global Fresh Series. Let me stamp your passport to freshness. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you today from the home of Socrates, the city of Athens, Greece, where history, hospitality, and fresh produce come together in one delicious mix. Socrates lived here during the 5th century BC, and I am just a few doors down from a school he attended. Coming off the hills of fruit attraction in Madrid, I decided to follow the flavor trail east, and what better place than Greece? This week, I wandered through one of Athens' vibrant neighborhood markets, and wow, what a feast for the senses. I mean, wow. The colors were dazzling, the aromas intoxicating, and the spinach leaves, that's what caught my eye. These spinach leaves were absolutely huge. I had to stop and take a few pictures of just the spinach leaves. Not to mention the fabulous marbles, the huge selection of olives. I don't know why I said marbles. Maybe because olives look like marbles, but no, all these beautiful and tasty different types of olives. It's moments like these that remind me how beautifully diverse the world of fresh produce truly is. From the market stalls of Athens to the trade show floors of Madrid, from greenhouses in Canada to packing houses in California. So grab your passport and your appetite for discovery, because here, freshness has no borders as we all speak the same language of fresh produce. Let me tell you, there's certainly no shortage of fresh produce in Athens, Greece. The markets here are overflowing with color, texture, and flavor, from ripe tomatoes and glossy bell peppers to citrus that practically glows under the Mediterranean sun. But here's what caught my attention. When visiting local supermarkets, the selection was surprisingly limited, and most of the produce was still wrapped in plastic. There were a few loose items which stood in sharp contrast to the abundance and freedom of the open-air markets, which I found really interesting, this plastic rack produce, because there was a law that was passed back in, I believe, this past February or March here in the EU, prohibiting plastic wrap around all these different products. So it's an interesting reminder of just how retail presentation can differ so much from place to place. Now, if you're an apple lover, you're in for a treat today. Our guest comes from one of Europe's premier apple companies, a name that's been growing, innovating, and celebrating freshness for over 80 years. They were one of the true highlights of Fruit Attraction, dazzling attendees with their elegant apple displays and a spectacular opening night reception that had everyone talking. We'll dive into that story and what makes their apples the pride of the Alps right after we recognize our fabulous sponsors. With IFPA just next Thursday, let's get going with the announcements, because we have a few. Taking a moment to shine a light on our first-class sponsor, they are a true leader in the world of spuds. Recognized for their story that goes far beyond what ends up on my plate or your plate, from groundbreaking sustainability practices and grower support programs to community food initiatives, this company is redefining what it means to nourish the world responsibly and deliciously. For a peak of the market, harvest season has begun with Manitoba-grown vegetables like potatoes, onions, and cabbage that are making their way from our farms to your table. Nothing beats the taste of their fresh local produce, grown with passion and dedication. Peak of the market, proudly Canadian, proudly Manitoban, committed to bringing you the highest, freshest quality produce straight from their fields. Pam Kolachuk of Peak of the Market will be attending IFPA. Let us know if you would like to meet her. Turning to Columbia Avocados, it's Columbia's main season, and Columbia has volume and quality to support promotional programs, fill supply gaps, and meet your growing category needs year-round. Columbia Avocados, be sure to put them on your list to visit at booth 2583 during next week's IFPA. Now, issues can arise from global trade that requires experts to navigate smooth sailing for payments. Be sure to meet the DRC Global team at their booth 3016, known as the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute and Resolution Corporation. They will help you trade with confidence. And before I continue to recognize our sponsors at IFPA, let's hear from another one, Jack Vandenberg.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And we are back. I know we've had a lot of exciting announcements lately about IFPA and our amazing sponsors, but that's because this is the North American show of the year, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Each of our sponsors brings something truly special to the table: stellar products, innovative services, and inspiring stories. That's what we love doing here on the Global Fresh Series, helping to build those valuable connections that make our industry stronger and more vibrant. So here are a couple more. We just saw the Jack Vandenberg, or just heard it, the Jack Vandenberg commercial. They will be at IFPA. Stop by their booth, number 2397, to meet John Papp. And let's recognize our newest sponsor, USA Pears. They were at Fruit Attraction, and now they will be at IFPA's Global Produce and Floral Show next week in Anaheim, California. We encourage you to visit the team at booth 3239 to learn more about this year's pear harvest. It's one of the most abundant in years, along with a bountiful supply. USA Pears will introduce a refreshed brand image and new consumer insights at the show. We can't wait to see you there. And just as we bring you top sponsors, we are also honored to feature incredible guests who deliver insights and inspiration from across the global fresh produce landscape. Today's guest is one of those voices I genuinely enjoy talking to. Someone whose passion for his product, his growers, and the story behind it all shines through in every conversation. The way he tells the apple story is like anyone else I've met. Joining us today is Hannes Tauber, Marketing Manager and CMO of Vogue Home of Apples, one of Europe's premier apple producers located in South Tyrol, Italy. Hannes is a marketing expert with extensive international experience in the food and beverage industry, currently serving as Marketing Manager at the Vogue Consortium, Europe's leading commercial organization in the apple industry. He ensures widespread availability and promotion of high-quality apples from South Tyrol, Italy. And if you haven't been to South Tyrol, Italy, it's really a beautiful, beautiful place to put on your list. And Vogue itself represents a remarkable consortium of South Tyrolean fruit growers. Over the years, the group has become Europe's leading commercial organization, For apples, uniting tradition, innovation, and that unmistakable alpine freshness. Let's welcome Hannes to the show.
Hello, Juanita. Very nice
seeing
you again.
Yes, we just saw each other last week, and I was so inspired by your booth, by the reception, by everything going on, the 80th anniversary. I just had to have you here on the show, so I'm so grateful that you are able to join me and that we are on the same time zone. That's really exciting. Thank you so much. So, you know, the Fruit Attraction, this was my first time there, and I'm sure that Vogue has been there every year exhibiting. It sounds like the show has really grown. I'd love to hear your take on how Vogue did at the show, and we can go into that, and then the reception.
Yeah. No, last week's Fruit Attraction was a remarkable one, and you can see also the development, not just of the show, but also of the industry. It is, of course, very important not just to, you know, do business throughout the year, but also meet the people that you do business with. It's a people's industry. So fruit and vegetable is really thinking about the bigger picture. It is going from growers all the way to the consumers. And in order to satisfy both sides, it is important to work together and to have a joint understanding of the challenges that we face, but also trying to find solutions together. This is why when you were saying there are a lot of languages spoken in the fruit and vegetable industry, when you go to a show like Fruit Attraction, this is where you can really experience that. But in the at the same time, you can see that the language that we speak is all one. It's the one of fruit and vegetable, and trying to promote that, trying to get that to consumers. And I think the most beautiful thing about our industry is that we do not have to find and look for stories, because we have them. We have a lot of stories, but we need to tell them. We need to get them out. And this is also a bit what we do with how we do it, all the touch points that we are trying to create, not just in communicating our apples and fruit and vegetable, but for example, also during a fair and a stand or an event that we organize. Yes.
Yes. And I was very, I said in my podcast about Fruit Attraction, you should never take it for granted that everyone speaks English there. But that's the beauty of the show. I love hearing the cacophony, like an orchestra warming up with all the different language in the background. But when it comes down to it, everyone does, as I said, speaks fresh produce and tells their stories. And that's what makes it so interesting, because not only is it about your story, but your story represents your culture in the South Tyrol area. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about the area and the number of maybe the fruit producers that it's in your consortium.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are celebrating this year our 80th anniversary. So it's traveling like back in time, you know, to the 1945s. And 1945 surely was not an easy year and an easy time for Europe as a whole, right after World War II. And then thinking about that moment where cooperatives come together and say, we cannot do and continue as single ones, but maybe together we are able to create something bigger and have a vision together. This is what really strikes me. And this is also what is the base and the fundament of our company today. So 1945, cooperatives joined together and created Folk as we are today. And throughout the time in what we do and why we do it, this has not changed. So we still market apples internationally. And at the same time, why we do it, we want to give a future to our stakeholders, our farmers, and at the same time bring fresh apples to consumers. But what surely changed over time is how we do it. And that is an evolution that is something that not just in the production side, but also in how to market apples has changed quite a bit. And yes, we are situated in South Tyrol, in the northern part of Italy. It's a small region, the northernmost region. It is, I call it sometimes a hidden gem.
It is, really, yes. You have the Dolomite Mountains there, correct?
Yes, correct. So we are surrounded by the Alps and the Dolomite Mountains. But at the same time, we have this Mediterranean influence coming from the south, this Mediterranean mm-hmm. climate. And at the same time, also the culture reflects this area, because it is, yes, Italy, but the majority
of people...
It's a blend.
I find it's a blend of both Italy and Austria. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, it is the mother tongue of the majority of people living in South Tyrol is German. So even my mother tongue is German, even though I'm Italian. And minority also speaks Latin. So we have actually three official languages in South Tyrol.
Latin is actually still spoken there?
It's Latin, an old Retro-Romanian language, by 5% of the population still being spoken in two valleys, yes. And so you see, it is a little bit like with fresh produce. The closer you get to it, the more interesting it gets, because
yes.
you discover stories, you discover new things that are able to surprise you. Yes.
Yeah. And that's part of the culture, is the whole, all the microclimates there. I know the cuisine is different. There's the dialect and everything, and the apples. No one else has apples like Vogue. I mean, you have the apples for the European continent. And how many, I mean, I was looking at your website, you have quite a number of varieties of apples.
We have quite a number of varieties of apples. It's also due to the, I would say, location and the climate that we have in our region. We have different altitudes going from 200 meters above sea level all the way beyond 1,000 meters of altitude. And then also the specific microclimate. So South Tyrol is not only known for apples, but maybe also for the wine growing region. So when wine and apples go hand in hand, you know that usually also the food is good. So you can also enjoy the region from a culinary perspective. But we have a lot of different apple varieties, yes, also because we market in over 70 countries globally. Therefore, the consumer needs, the consumer requests are different.
Different areas, yes.
Exactly, yes. And therefore, we, I would say we cater to the markets on an international level with the apples and the selection of apples where we think and where we see the highest satisfaction also from a consumer side. Both traditional varieties, but yes, also a lot of innovative and new varieties, because also our industry, it is important to keep innovating.
That is so true. I mean, there's nothing more challenging than being a marketer within the fresh produce industry. Nothing more challenging, because it's not like, as you taught us, I saw it from a whole different perspective at Fruit Logistica. It wasn't just an apple. You've actually created this whole culinary experience behind it, which I love the way you know, everything was sliced, and the way we tasted different apples, and for different, it was like wine, an apple sommelier. So we're going to cut to a quick break here and listen to one of our other commercials from our fabulous sponsors. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit, how did you get involved? And was that your creative thought about bringing in a chef for this sommelier experience with apples? Because I have seen no other company do something like this. So let us quickly go to break and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation, because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way, and we're here to help.
All right, so back from our commercial and wanting to see what inspired you to bring on this sommelier experience with apples. Was that your idea to with working with them for over a certain period of time and realizing there was probably this opportunity to show apples, to showcase your apples in a different way?
Well, actually, with everything or with many things in life, it's teamwork. So a lot of different people working together and brainstorming and trying to really see how can we tell our story. Because as said before, we have the stories, but it is sometimes also the way we tell stories. It's the words we are using. It's the platforms we are using to communicate. And I think what is very important also for our industry, or at least what was a very big change also within our company throughout the years, is that we have a very much produce-centric. At the same time, when you start switching over and evolving in the direction of being consumer-centric, then you put yourself in different shoes, and then you look at your product from a different angle.
And, exactly.
This does not mean stop being producer-centric or product-centric. It still be very important, but you need to find the right balance in getting also the consumer involved, the shopper also involved in understanding what are they actually looking for? Do they have needs? Are they wanting something? Do they have a problem? How can we solve maybe a problem that they are having? Mm-hmm. And when you start looking at, I would say, the consumer from a different perspective, at the shopper from a different perspective, and also your product from a different perspective, you find new ways. And what we did also in Fruit Attraction is trying to showcase how we do it. It is a lot about sharing experiences and what works for us, what works for others. But in the end, it is about fresh produce. We need to bring fruits and vegetables that we grow to the consumers and make sure that consumers are satisfied. So bringing an apple to a show, and for many people, apples might be a very simple product. Very often we are confronted also when talking to consumers that, well, yes, fruit and vegetable, it's healthy and it's good for you, yes. But there's so much more to tell. So one example on how we try to do that is we were looking at, we have wine sommeliers, we have beer sommeliers, yeah. We have cheese sommeliers, we have water sommeliers, you know. And then where is the fruit sommelier? Where is the vegetable sommelier? And so we said, let's look deeper into it because we have an incredible world of flavors, of tastes, of aromas. And then we said, let's sit together with people that are really that really know what they're talking about. So with experts, with sensorial experts, with researchers, with chefs. And
I noticed that. You take it the wine route, as I said, the sensory experts, I like to say.
Yes. Because we also discovered that there is a world beyond what you actually see when you look at an apple. And so
it's you had us actually close our eyes and smell it first.
Yes.
And that really started to enhance the taste, because once you smelled it and then tasted it, it had a different sense, or much stronger.
Yes. It is how you taste an apple and how you describe an apple, and the describing an apple. And this goes generally for every fruit and vegetable, I think, and goes beyond that. This is an example of why it is so important to also put yourself in different shoes. I give you the example of the wine sommelier. If a wine sommelier speaks from Italy, speaks with a wine sommelier from the US, they understand each other because they speak the same language. They describe a wine in a similar way. You know, if I speak with somebody about apples, then we probably understand each other as well. But our language and the words we are using, they are very limited. We talk about a red apple or a yellow apple, a crunchy apple, a juicy apple. But when you talk about a wine, it seems like you're opening a world. And we have this world as well in our industry. We just need to find the way how to describe it. So this is why a first step of the work with the apple sommelier is finding a common language in how to describe an apple. And we talk about taste, we talk about the consistency of an apple, we talk about the aromas. And we have over 300 aromas in an apple.
Wow.
And
yes.
This is incredible.
Yeah, and many people wouldn't know that.
No, discovering this world and starting to describe an apple in a different way, that is opening up doors. It's like really creating a door where consumers also can step through it. And what is very nice about this topic on how to describe an apple and taste an apple and combining an apple with other products as well is that a lot of consumers are interested. So it is an Apple is a very accessible product. We have the majority of the consumers that eat apples, but they are also interested in knowing more and learning more about it. So you go and try and do an apple sommelier tasting with children. It is incredible how children react to it and what you learn also about how children are describing apples. So this is really opening a world, not just for consumers, but also for us. And this is what we tried also to bring to Fruit Attraction in showcasing how we taste apples, how we describe apples, how we then also combine apples with other products, like with a ham or with
cheese or even meat, different types of products that you can cook. It's not just eating them out of hand, but cooking with them as well.
Yes. And this is where you show the versatility of our product as well. I mean, it's not just a snack. It is incredible healthy snack, as we all know. And this is what also consumers associate with apples and with fruit. But at the same time, you can use an apple as a perfect combination. When you have a nice sweet apple and you try to eat it with a hard cheese, a Parmesan cheese.
Yes, I love apples and cheese. Yeah, it's almost like chocolate and wine, red wine. You know, when you drink that rich Bordeaux or Merlot and then you have a bite of chocolate, it just explodes in the taste. So you're spot on with that. And I think the time is right. Consumers like to know these stories and what kind of food or goes with what. It's not just the wine, but what apples would go with, what would it taste good with. It's kind of guiding them along the shopping experience so that they're able to collect whatever, you know, they're designing a charcuterie that night, what different types of cheeses would pair with different apples.
Yes, this is exactly.
So it's exciting.
You need to create the stories and you need to have the base communication in order to tell those stories. So meaning that if you do not know, if you don't have the story ready to tell, then you will not be able to get it to the consumer. For example, we did with our chef. We are working together with chefs and with cheese sommeliers. We do the pairing of what apple variety goes with what cheese. If you do not know, then you cannot tell. So you need to research, you need to innovate, you need to think differently. So innovation for our sector is not just innovating and bringing new varieties to the market, but it's also how we communicate. What kind of content do we create? Listen to the consumers and we need to surprise them. We need to surprise them and say, here, this is something that we are pretty sure you like, but you don't know yet. So I invite you, for example, to try a Granny Smith with dark chocolate. And people say, well, no, this is, well, why should I try something like that? Well, try it and you will see, you will be surprised. And this is why exactly where I see a lot of potential for our apples, because we as a company, just starting off as a single company, we are producing apples. You mentioned before, we have a lot of different varieties. Yes, we have a lot of different farmers. We have more than 4,000 farmers that are part of the FOC consortium, and we are producing more than 3 billion apples every day, every year.
I remember that statistic at the reception. That was mind-blowing. I didn't realize it was that large. 3 billion every year.
Every year. Right now it's harvest season and we are harvesting apples. It's all manually harvested. And if you think about harvesting 3 billion apples, this is one apple for every third person living on the planet. And this is where you start thinking, where you say, yes, how do you move the product? But not only that, what is the real potential of our product? It is actually, you know, in marketing we talk a lot about reach and getting in touch with consumers and contacts. Our strongest contact point is our product, and we have, just by us as a single company, and there are many more companies out there marketing fresh produce. We alone have 3 billion touch points, high qualitative touch points with consumers. So what do we make out of these contacts? If we're able to connect a story and an emotion to the single apple, because we tell a story and connect a story to this apple, then this is where we shine. This is where our true potential comes to the surface.
It's so true, because look at children. As a child, people really develop certain taste, and then as adults, they search for those foods because they've connected that emotion. Mm-hmm. It's a good
feeling.
It is
emotion and also the moments.
Yeah, we eat a lot with emotion as well. You're absolutely right. Yes.
This is why we also, it is important to educate people, but not in, you know, getting your finger up and say you need to eat fresh produce because it's good for you and it's healthy, because this will not work with people.
No, they want to know it tastes good.
Exactly. You need to engage with them. You need to make it interesting. You need to make it attractive for them, starting with the children. So just think about your childhood memory when it comes to fresh produce or to an apple. But everybody has childhood memories when it comes to an apple. If it is the apple cake of your grandma, or if it's your dad slicing apples and handing them out to the family, or
so
going
true.
And
yes.
Pick the apple
a
from
picnic,
the neighbor.
A picnic you had, yes, yeah.
So these are memories, and these are moments that we connect to what? To our products. Now we need to continue helping consumers in creating these kind of moments. And we need to make our product available to them and connect stories with it. So not just by telling, eat it because it's good for you, because this, of course, it's important to underline what fresh produce really can do for you. It's the perfect healthy snack that you can have. But at the same time, we have so many stories to tell. And this is where we need to join hands and understand what kind of stories can we tell and can we bring to the consumer.
Yes. And I'm sure the biggest story you have is the Marlena story. That to me is a beautiful, I like the way Marlena has evolved over time, and you know, how you call her the daughter of the Alps. I mean, she's almost personified a person, and I think that's what you set out to do. So, you know, people want to know, who is this Marlena? Oh, it's an apple. I'm going to eat to share in this experience. You know, you've done an incredible job. As I said, I was so impressed with how that reception came, because it is personified everything you just talked about right now, from the beginnings of the company with apples and how you started to segment them out and the different tastes, the stories, and the creativity that your company has is just amazing. So thank you for that one. Thank you. That reception was awesome.
You're welcome. It was nice to have you there. And, you know, also we learn during moments like this, because you get to share ideas and concepts, yes, but you also get feedback and you see what works, what doesn't work. It's about trying new things, being innovative, and stepping out of your comfort zone as well sometimes, and trying to do something that not just for the sake of being different, but it is same as, you know, earlier we spoke about the 80 years of folk. What we do and why we do it does not change, but you need to evolve. So we don't need to revolutionize our industry, but we need to evolve. But we need to be also careful about the steps we take, but willing to take risks. And
calculated risks.
Calculated risks, yes. But also risks, or taking decisions that are well funded. You know, they have a good fundament. So we need to analyze. We need to understand. We need to get our numbers right. We need to invest more also in research in order to understand the market, the consumer, the shopper. So this is where we really need to also put our focus on. We need to understand what is happening around us.
And this is what makes it so interesting, because the market's always changing. The demographics are always changing. There's always new trends. And so a company like Vogue is really keeping one step ahead of this, is from what I'm seeing. I think it's fantastic, and I'm so glad that we had a chance to get to know you way back at Fruit Logistica and experience the culinary apple sensation, and then again, you know, at Fruit Attraction. And I definitely want to stay in touch with you, Hannes, and keep track of, you know, all the things that's evolving here. We're going to have to start to, you know, once we get talking about anything apples, we get going, but we're going to have to start to wrap this up. And I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Always nice to chat with you.
Okay. So stay tuned as we go ahead and start to wrap up this show. And we're so glad that you could join us today with our guest, Hannes Tabe. So one last sponsor. I mean, as I said, we had so many things to talk about with the spectacular Vogue apples and IFPA. So our last sponsor that I want to mention it is AgriFresh, an industry leader in post-harvest quality and freshness solutions to digital technology platforms. Visit them at booth 3455 to learn more about solutions to your unique challenges. Stay tuned as we get ready to attend the IFPA show in Anaheim, California next week. The Produce Industry Network looks forward to seeing you at IFPA. We will be on the lookout for all of you, so be sure to come up and introduce yourselves. We want to know who you are. I can't see you, but I do know that we have a number of listeners from all over. And as always, it has been my pleasure to have you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you somewhere in the world, in the aisles of one of the many trade shows, or in the orchards and on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.